إيه خاف ألف؟
إيه خاف ألف؟ A new onion متسيطسة payrot. To suck payrot. A person wants to put payrot by his mouth and to suck them to take out the juice. Is it allowed on Shabbos or not? There is a machloikus haposkim if one's allowed to go and do that on Shabbos. So since it is a machloikus haposkim, the Mishnah Berurah takes down that one's not allowed to do it if it is something which is chita min ha-Torah, like we said, if it is grapes or olives. But if it is something which is only chita mid-Rabbonon, we take on, but you're allowed to go and suck it next to one's mouth. Let's see that inside. Se'if chof aleph. Nochoin lahachne. It is right to go and take on the stringent. Shaloi limtzot alvamim. Not to suck grapes. Im oichez otam. If you hold them, the yoda in your hand, umoitzitz es hamashke bepiv. You suck the juice to his mouth. That means, if a person wants to take a grape, put it by his mouth, and to suck it, then we say it is, one should not do that, because it's also, according to some shitters, it is considered schita. But, avon mutter lachnis, es avon anovim lapiv, he's allowed to put the grapes in his mouth, velil os otam, and to bite them, and to suck it in his mouth. Amanot livloas amashke, even if he wants to go and to borlea, to swallow the mashke, the juice, hayoitzev, achakach liflotes hasham ipiv, and he was even allowed to spit out the rest from his mouth, even though he is sucking up the juice and taking away the solid, which is normally called schita. He's allowed to do that since it is in his mouth. Mishun de polazu, this, what he did, mugderes ka'achila, it's considered eating. Ve'enei begedem mefarek mashka ma'oichon. It's not considered he's doing mefarek schita mashka from food. So what we have learned is like this. To put it next to one's mouth and to suck it up, that you should not do with something which is awesome and atzoya to do schita, like grapes. But if putting it in his mouth completely, and to chew it, and to take out the juice, and to swallow the juice, but spit out, even if he wants to spit out the solid from it, is not a problem. It's not considered altogether schita, because it is normal. It's considered normal eating. There's no offer to be done on Shabbos. Se'if chaf beis. Peiros achirim. Other fruits, asher schitosom, asur rak midrabbonon, which squeezing them is only also midrabbonon. Like we learned before, any peiros which are not veisim v'anovim, which are not olives and grapes, are only also midrabbonon. Mutter limtzot befiv, you're allowed to go and suck them with your mouth, that means even next to the mouth. B'chol oifen, in all ways. Shaf. Ule'enyan metzitzot tapuzim. If you want to suck tapuzim, oranges, v'limonim, or a lemon, re'ei ha'or. He says, look in the footnote. What did it say in the footnote? Footnote discusses if it is an Issa Midrabbanan, or it is a Min HaTorah. We said before that with oranges, it's not so straightforward that it's only Issa Midrabbanan. Maybe it is also Min HaTorah to go and squeeze it. So if it is also Min HaTorah, then it will be the same thing here. We wouldn't allow you to go and suck it next to one's mouth, like one does not allow to do that to grapes. But if you take on, it's only Midrabbanan, then we can say that you're allowed to do it next to one's mouth. Now with lemon, it is easier. Like we said before, with lemon, the Beis Yosef has got some reasoning to say that should be mutter altogether. So with lemon, There's a more of a reason to go and say one's allowed to go and to suck it next to one's mouth. Yeah.